Beep.
We're live. That's what I'm talking about. What is going on, gentlemen? We are back. We're live.
Yeah, and man.
What are we talking about tonight? Fit to fight. Exactly.
Get the 1-2. Bam.
Well, this should be called the over.
This one's thunder. And this one's lightning.
Yeah, thunder and lightning. Right turn, Clyde.
Oh, man. Some classics. Oh, yeah.
Showing our age a little bit on that
cut,
one.
Hey, hang on. Cut me, Mick. I can't see you. Cut me, Mick.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
I tell you, man, here we are.
You guys are looking good.
Oh, you know it, man.
You too,
yeah.
Pal.
Yeah. Man, you better guns out.
You've been out there crushing it, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to segue right into this thing, Jason, right? Because I think it's a critical piece. Let's look at it, right? Here's a bunch of experience looking at all you young cats out there. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm not trying to be an ass to anybody. I'm just asking the questions. You know, honestly, what are you doing? How are you getting after it? What's your diet look like? What's your fitness plan? You know, if you are carrying a firearm, are you incorporating that into your whole fitness program? Are you doing functional fitness? Or are you just worried about your, you know, what's it, back and bys and chest and tries and whatever other, you know, silliness we used to do back in the day? And here's the thing, guys, right? I'll be the first one to tell you. I'm guilty of it, right? Oh, I should say I was guilty of it. As you get, how do we say, more wiser over time, you kind of figure out, you know, I'm probably not pedaling down the right roads fitness-wise and nutrition-wise that I should. But for a bunch of experienced dudes, man, I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
It takes time to get into it, though. I'm telling you. The buys and tries.
Curls for the girls.
Come on,
the beach is that way.
You know, my son's like 14, and he's like and he knows more about nutrition than I did until I was like, I don't even know. I don't know. They know everything from like TikTok and the internet and everything else. The kid's always working out. If I knew that when I was a kid, damn.
Yeah, but I'm going to stop you, Jason, right? Because I think there was something about the way we grew up.
Yeah.
And here's the bottom line. We didn't have a magic box to go to, right?
No.
So you had to sit there and go, all right, if I need to get information, and especially if I was going to go purchase a magazine, well, that costs money. So I'm going to sit there and peruse the magazine first. Does this have articles and things I want to read? Is this fitting what I want to do? And then, I've got to put down my hard-earned money to get that magazine and go, all right, you know, I think it was what Muscle and Fitness used to have those rip out things and get swollen 6 weeks or whatever whatever the stuff was, man.
And that's what sells. That still sells, but.
Well, sure. But there was, you know, I'm not going to say there wasn't supplements and other things out there, but the nutrition piece wasn't. You know, it was more pushed if you were the bodybuilder type deal, right? You're looking to get cut. All right, this is my preseason bulk up. Here's my preseason cut, yada, yada, yada. The only thing I really knew, this is just me, from nutrition standpoint when I was growing up, was wrestling, was I could count me some calories, and I knew how to wear me some trash bags and dehydrate myself. Probably not the most healthiest way to do business. But that's kind of, you know, that's where we're at. So, I mean, things have come a long way. But I caution, you know, TikTok, the internet, who are you looking at? Who are you pulling this advice from? And it's no different with whatever you're looking to get better at, train. Does it make sense?
You know? And we all know that the reality of TikTok and social media and everything is that everything is posed. Mm-hmm. You're not getting the complete picture of what's going on. So I would definitely second that. If you're going to follow someone on social media and see what they're doing, there's probably a lot going on behind the scenes.
Sure. That's the thing. You got to look at somebody for what they're doing, right? And I'll give you a prime example. I'll put Pat out there, you know, so Pat Mack. Pat's all, and this is the thing, right? So people think Pat is Oh, he doesn't really do that. Yes, he does. He's done that for years, and I'm just not talking social media side. I knew him well before social and all this other crap. That was just the way he did business, right? So it was functional fitness. And you're starting to see that, in my opinion, make a swing to what guys are more looking to do. So I'm not saying that the days of back and buys and chest and tries, and if you're doing that, hey, man, I'm not putting you down. I'm not doing anything, but I'm saying for your overall fitness, is that fitting, kind of what you need to. I would say if you're in a job, you know, especially military, law enforcement, firefighter, first responder, whatever, you might want to look at doing some functional stuff. You know, is that actually working for me? You know, versus that, hey, I'm just going to do bench today and that's all I'm doing, you know? So just food for thought. I just caution people what they're looking at, do their research, and you got to find programs that fit for you. And just because you see old Johnny, whoever, squat 3 freaking Volkswagens on his back, don't try to go out there and do it right from the get go.
Now, this is a great one right here about these sustainable diets. You know, this is the first time I've been dieting, quote unquote dieting, in this amount of time. It's been about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I stopped looking at it as these extreme diets and I need to get results. I started looking at it as what I put into my body is fuel. It doesn't have to be this like moment of pleasure I get for like 10 seconds. And then you get the guilt when you eat those cookies and those donuts and everything else. Some of these diets are putting people on are, for one, they're not healthy. Mm-hmm. And two, it's either like, you know, you're going to fast for 85 hours and then you're going to drink tulip juice and then you're going to have to do a headstand. I mean, there's so much gimmicks out there. Sometimes you just got to remember that food is fuel.
That's what I'm doing. I'm drinking the tulip juice. Come on, man.
There's nothing wrong with tulip juice. It goes good with that apple cider vinegar, man.
Oh, dude. No, and that's the thing, Jason, right? Is think about what are you putting in? And you look at most of the products out there. I hate to say it, they're rubbish, right? So, you know, a bunch of people doing probiotics, and I'm not putting probiotics, but sit there and do some yogurt, you know? And again, you got to look at yogurt because yogurt's one of those that you got to be able to read labels. Yeah. And that's the key thing is if you go to the store and you grab you some yogurt and you never look at that label and you bring that bad boy home and you go, good Lord, man, it's got freaking 20 grams of sugar in it. Well, shame on you for not looking at the store. I mean, think about this. When you go to the grocery store, how many people are actually looking at labels? Now, I get it. Once you kind of get your said items, you got your go-tos, right? So certain brand of yogurt that I'm always going to because I know it's freaking low sugar sitting there going boom.
But you know what? How about this? How about before you even get to the store, do your research. Like instead of just doing the generic grocery list, start thinking about your diet is just as important as buys and tries. And then going in there and saying, okay, you know what? I really do want to make a change. I want to be able to, whether I'm 20, 30, 40, 50, or whatever, 60, 80, you want to make a change and you want to get mobile and you want to fix it. Fixing that diet should be road number one. Rule number one is, and then, you know, plan it. Just like my favorite follower said, one gummy bear is 7 carbs.
Yeah. Wow. But hang on, Jason. I got to pause you for a sec, right? So you're telling me that I should have a plan prior to going to the grocery store with what I'm getting? would that be like having a plan prior to working out, having a plan prior to my live or dry fire session? Shocking how this plan or that's your notebook planning, or man. Whatever – yep. Wow. You couldn't have said that better, my friend. I mean,
you remember these old green books? This is my book for podcasting. Woo. Every time I do a podcast, I plan. Imagine being a plan.
Well, I got an old one. Hang on. I got to go duck down here because it's not my. So my regular notebook. Boom. I mean, that's within arm's reach. Yeah. Right. But if you want the green. Memorandum style. You know,
there they are. Shooting drills. We'll
have some shooting drills in there. You know, bet you'd like to see what's on the inside. No way. Ain't happening.
Nope.
You might see it. You might see a book made here shortly, but I just gotta find me some more time.
And you can plan for your time. You know, yeah. Dan brought up a good point about the different types of diets. I always say do what works for your body. As long as you're getting healthy and you're seeing the changes and you're feeling healthy, and it's not like it's not making you unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people doing keto, and it's fine. You know, just these carbs, man.
But here's the thing with keto, right? What's your intent of going keto? Right? Are you truly looking to get to a ketosis state, or are you just kind of
Dan? Or what's your intent with keto? Well, that's Dan.
Or are you just kind of eating keto type foods because you're looking to cut your carbs out of there? Like you said, you got to kind of figure out what's going to work for you. Here's the one thing I'm going to tell you. And if you're a vegan, I'm sorry, but super unhealthy. That's been proven. You can look at, you know, stuff out there. I understand you might be eating because of your morals or values, but your body's probably taking a pretty good licking from it, because most people that or most studies that I have read about vegan, man, they're like, stay away. So
yeah,
you got to draw your own conclusions. I hope you've done your research. I hope you figured all that stuff out prior to going down roads of doing that. But that would be my one, you know, should anyone opt for that one.
Well, I think what we're kind of all, you know, leading towards is, it's not so much, you know, what am I going to make today for your research? The research should be, and there's plenty of stuff out there. Like mm-hmm. Rick said, how to read a label, how to read mm-hmm. and find out what exactly is in those foods. But for me, the food piece, if someone wants to get started eating real food, not cooking out of a box, mm-hmm. you know, eliminating those obvious bad things like sugary drinks is probably one of the worst things you can do. If you're not, you know, an athlete that needs those electrolytes and all these other things like all the time, those sugary drinks are terrible for you. You know, water, mm-hmm. you know, just unsweet tea, things like that is an easy alternative just to start with. But just cooking at your, where you live, at your own kitchen, and eating real food, all colors and manners of vegetables, you know, lean proteins, and just be very easy on those carbs initially is a good place to start. But doing your research on how to read those labels and find out exactly what you're eating is huge.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm like a caveman. I'm like, neat. Yep. How do I make this? Well, you know what I had to learn the other day is my grill broke. So I can't grill a chicken or steak or anything like that. So I learned how to crock pot chicken and how damn good it comes out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm eating the food that's not processed with all this crap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I like that's what Dan brought up too, about your body just doesn't know how to process it.
No, and the crock pot's got its pros and cons, right? So you can, like, especially with chicken, if you mess that one up, you will have some very dry chicken. You may have you know, something close to some jerky. So it takes a little finessing, but no, 100% it can be done. But it's funny you say that, right? Because I'm going to kind of do a little shameless plug here. So I found these guys out, old Carnivore Crisps, right? And granted, my son or my lights kind of, you know, these guys here. So it's similar to a beef jerky. Right. But it's crispy like a chip, grass fed, no hormones, you know, family farmer, gluten free, all that stuff, you know, that you're looking for. And again, part of it is just, you know, picking up the label and looking at the back there and again, going, boom, sugar, zero, you know, sugar, alcohol. This is the first time I've seen that one, zero, you know, but yeah, it might have a little bit high in salt. I mean, it's got 190 milligrams of sodium, but 12 grams of protein out of 0.75, you know, ounces of meat. But it's picking good choices, you know? So it's like jerky's one of those, just because you grab it, really take a look at that stuff, man. Because there's some – you think that's the thing that people have to be careful of. You think you're getting – something good. You think you're making a right choice, but when you really, if you never flip that back over and really take a look, man, you could be sitting there going
right here. As soon as you brought that up,
oh, yeah.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody out there, it may sound like we're preaching to the choir, but sometimes you just forget how much sugar is in everything and how much it affects your, you know, you're basically putting yourself in coma after you drink, you get all tired and like, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Those sugary drinks. And a lot of people don't know, like those grains and those enriched flours, they turn everything into sugar. And that's what we're talking about. It just, your body craves it. Go out and try to eat a whole bag of apples and try to eat a bag of chips, which is going to be easier. You know what I'm saying? Your body will just keep taking it and storing it. But it's hard to eat those things that are good for you. And you got to eat real food. You can't be going out eating anything that's processed really anymore. Read those labels. It's unbelievable how much sugar and how much enriched flour and all those bad things are in them. All of them.
Now, the one thing with the sugar that I will caveat, right? You've got it because you brought up the key point, Mark, is like with fruit. So when you're looking at fruit, fruit's going to have higher sugar in there. So, yes, you want to avoid it. However, you know, am I going to sit there and go, well, fruit's got sugar, I'm never going to have any fruit? Well, to me, you're not balancing everything out like you should. So can you know, it's not like you've got to go to a zero sugar diet. That's not what we're saying.
Now it's all those hidden sugars.
Or the ones that are right in your face, right? I wish I had a bottle of Coke to look at. God, I think it's got like 42 grams of sugar. It's like something crazy, man. And you sit there, and again, I'm just think about it. If you have a couple extra pounds, open up your fridge, and how many colas you got in there? And I got it. You're gonna, well, I drink the diet ones. How about this? How about you just get rid of them? Because them diet ones, how much chemical and crap is in that and all your saccharin and all your other rubbish that you don't need? So figure out.
The best thing is start doing your research on a diet. Start thinking about the fuel you're putting into your body. Mm-hmm. And then you got to take that next step. And like I put out a post today about having a health scare and having that be the catalyst to get me motivated to get off the couch, to get moving. And one thing I said, and I'm like, look, I could shoot. And I know I could talk. You've heard me talk about a lot. But can I move? I could shoot. I can communicate. But can I move? And it took me getting my own ass kicked and a ride at a hospital before I got motivated. And that's what I want to talk about, is what is motivating anybody, that's us or anybody out there, to get moving. And whether it's I'm big on this whole the protector thing, but it's true. I want to be able to protect my family, and I want to be able to protect myself, and I want to be able to protect others. And I can't do that if I'm not able to move.
Mm-hmm. For me, Jason, that's a byproduct, right? So when I look at, you know, why am I trying to take care of myself? I want longevity, right? I'm looking to go 100 plus. That's my goal, 100 plus. They're like, you've lost your mind. I think you can. But again, probably my 29 years that I gave to Uncle Sugar, being a realist, you know, I'm not going to count anything out, but I'm not going to shortchange myself. Yeah. You know, but I'm not going to shortchange myself either. Right. How many guys go, whoa, I can't, I'm this, I'm that. Okay. Here's the thing. And I'm going to use Duco as an example here for a minute, because I had people be motivated by a three-legged dog, get out there and getting after it. Okay. Cool. And don't get me wrong, guys, that those of you that were motivated by him, thank you for all your support. Thank you. But we've got some incredible service, individuals that have lost limbs, you know, fighting for this country, that are doing some outstanding things. You have guys that in essence shouldn't be on active duty right now are on. Why? Because they figured out how to get over these hurdles. And again, I'm saying that because don't let what you think your situation, regardless what it is, impede you from doing something. And if you kind of use the old analogy, 1% better every day, dude, if you're that poor physically, you know, as far as your shape goes, go walk to the neighbor's mailbox, then go walk, you know, the next day, go walk two neighbor's mailbox and three neighbor's mailbox. Next thing you know, you'll be out there cranking around the neighborhood, but you've got to get out and do it. That's the key part. And tomorrow don't cut it, at least not in Rick's book. You know, if you're up today and you're listening to this podcast, you still have time in the day. Go get something done. So
as Rock, yeah, or as Apollo Creed would say, there is no tomorrow.
No, there's not.
No.
You know,
I was avoiding blood pressure meds, so I started exercising. I found soon after the exercise actually reduced my anxiety. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I craved movement. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is absolutely what happens. Yep. Is once you're going to want to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you start looking for those opportunities, right? I mean, you're going to sit there and start planning your day accordingly to go, all right, I've got an action-packed day today. If I work out, you know, let's say around lunchtime and I know I'm busy during that time, hey, man, I maybe need to set the alarm a little earlier and get her done first thing in the morning so it's done. You know, I'm not going to lie. I personally don't like first thing in the morning. Probably has something to do with Uncle Sugar scarring me, you know, early on. Sorry, I'm patch kicking that trash can down the hallway all hooping and hollering, but it's like you don't need to get me up an hour prior to formation there. But anyway, I don't care when you work out, but there's some key components to that, right? So I'll give you a prime example. At least for me, do I do intermittent fasting? I do. Sometimes, not all the time, right? So it just depends what my day looks like. If I'm going to be homestead, for lack of better terms, or if I'm going to go out short periods, I'm pretty much running black coffee and water and that's it. Sometimes I go longer, sometimes I don't, but lunchtime's about, that'll be my first meal of the day. But sometimes what I find, man, is I haven't fueled the machine. And it's like you go to get that workout in and you're like, I got no gas in the tank. Why? Because I haven't put any gas in the tank. So you've got to figure out that, with your own personal system, whatever that is, you know, make sure you got gas in the tank so you can get your workout in.
You know, the funny thing too about that. Oh, I'm sorry, Jason.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
The funny thing too about the comment that my favorite follower gave, it is so true. And I find myself not only doing that, but doing things that seem kind of silly or a little bit harder than I need to make them. The other day I put out a video. My face was as red as a tomato. I decided to get in a workout after I did the yard work, cause we're going to do some grilling out and stuff like that, and celebrate and thank all the, and remembering the fallen. And, it felt like 1,000 degrees, but mm-hmm. I found myself wanting to do it because it was like that. You start to really, and it's contagious. It's not just with you. It grows up throughout the family too. People want to mm-hmm. be a part of it. They want to see what you're doing and they want to do it.
Well, let's talk about, like, you know, walking is awesome. I started off walking.
Oh yeah.
Then I started mm-hmm. rucking, biking and everything. But let's talk about the other things that are, you know, BJJ is super popular, CrossFit. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Someone probably laughed, water polo. But you mm-hmm. got to remember, not everybody is, and who's going to do water? I'm just saying water, getting in the water mm-hmm. and moving around, but just moving. So my thoughts is like, hey, you know what? Do what you got to do to get motivated, to get moving. And then later on, you could tailor it to what you want to get to that portion of the discussion we're going to talk about, being fit to fight. Mm-hmm. So what's your guys' recommendation, discussion about anything? We all know about Uncle Sugar getting our asses up way too early to go for a run and do a bunch of push-ups.
Yeah, but I think the key, and Mark, I just totally cut you off, so I'm going to let you go.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. If the China virus has taught us nothing, if you have the ability to get some type of fitness equipment at the house, that would be first and foremost, in my opinion. For me, it wasn't the virus that drove me there. It was years before, you know, being an entrepreneur. I was wasting time driving to a gym that had things that I needed. And eventually I was like, dude, I'm tired of this, right? I'm burning an hour of my 24 that I have today just going to and from the gym. I said, this is not going to work. Here's the thing, guys, you can get gym equipment on the cheap, right? Go look at, I think I use that Facebook Marketplace for local people. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can find, because trust me, there's all kinds of people that want to get fit, and there's all kinds of people that sit there and go,
and quit.
That's it, man. This isn't for me. And that's what I did. You know, between that, we got a relationship with, you know, Brute Force Handbags.
Oh man.
You know, I would tell you this. Number one, keep an eye on Brute Force, because we got some exciting things coming out here shortly, and I'm not going to let the cat out the bag because I don't know if they've made any announcements, but I'll just use that that out there. But go get you one of them sandbags. Even if you live in the apartment or whatever, one of their bags, that thing will crush your soul if done properly, right? And trust me, you can be very, very inventive with your workouts and go, man – every single time going, yeah, it's all out there. So,
yeah, I think the thing I was just going to chime in there is it's okay. You know, we're always talking about making lists and plans, and you got the books and we have the whiteboards. We do all that stuff. Schedule it as part of your day, make it as part of your day, just as important as you having to be at a meeting or being somewhere else. You can find a spot in each day and plan it for yourself. You know, we talk about, you know, the preservation, you know, kicking somebody's ass if you have to, you know, getting yourself out of trouble, you know, protecting yourself and your family. But this is something that you can do just for yourself, and you're worth it. Mm-hmm. And make time for it. It's just like anything else. You know, we schedule our family time. We schedule our work time. You can schedule this for yourself.
Yep. And here's the thing, Mark. I loved, you know, yesterday you had your – oh, I'm drawing a blank. What's the little
Memorial Day post?
Work? No, yeah, but you're doing your boxing work.
The bungee bag.
Yeah,
yeah, you know,
yeah. If you've got something to work your hands in there as well, mm-hmm. you know, because Lord knows Bob sits there and gets beat all the time.
Every time I get back from a ruck, yeah, I beat the shit out of Bob for a round.
That and I got a heavy bag, right? And yeah. I got these things on the cheap. Why? Because you find people don't, you know, they don't want them. So, and again, let's just, you can call me cheap, you can call me whatever. I'm just frugal, right? I know what the retail price is. Why would I pay retail when I know?
When retail is for suckers.
Exactly. 100% of it. You know, because I know somebody out there is going to have this thing sitting in their garage, and they're like, mm-hmm.
And I mean, especially, you know what? Especially now, because like during the whole lockdowns and everything else, so mm-hmm. many people bought out everything, mm-hmm. and now they're buying everything. They're selling everything. So look for it, find it, and you don't need a lot to start. You don't.
No,
do it.
Like I said, for me, if I had to buy one piece of equipment to start, it would be a Brute Force bag. That would be my one piece.
Because I better get one of these protectors discounts on these Brute Force bags. I don't know what's going on around here.
I know a guy that can hook a brother up.
Yeah. You already got me buying one of those PDPs.
Hey.
This show's starting to be a little expensive for Jason.
This show is getting expensive for me. I started off just to talk about like all sorts of stuff. But, you know, I do want to get into a lot of it is, okay, so we got diet. You got to get your ass up to off the couch and moving. Mm-hmm. I know it sucks, but I guarantee you, if you do it for a couple weeks, just do it. You're gonna have energy. You're not gonna be lethargic, mm-hmm. and you're gonna be great. But the big thing is, we're in a different realm now, where a lot mm-hmm. of people want to be fit to fight, whether mm-hmm. that's fit out in the public or fit when someone breaks in your front door. If I'm saying, you know, worst case scenario, they come through your front door, but you want to be fit to fight. You want to have some sort of, you know, capacity to hold your own, whether that's hold your own till, you know, someone comes to protect you, or you can get to something to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. You know, BJJ is huge right now, and I think it's great for law enforcement. You really got to get into it.
I'm going to disagree with you, brother. I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because here's the thing. This old analogy, all fights go to the ground. I disagree. if you're skilled with your hands or your legs, he's going to the ground. I don't need to go to the ground. Right? So I see and I understand, and I'm trying to drive the point, and yes, I'm wearing a BJJ shirt, but doesn't matter, right? But here's totally. I just noticed. Yeah. But here's my point, right? Too many people look at that as the end all be all, and I got it.
No.
They do.
Though, no, what right? I'm agreeing with you. Is right. It can't. So when I get back from my rucking or whatever I'm doing in the morning, and I'm exhausted, I beat the shit out of Bob. I practice
Why don't you rest with Bob? Why don't you take him down? Why don't you do a takedown with him, you know, and sit there and armbar?
Beat the shit out of Bob. That's what I'm doing. Because you should really know how to use your fists. So it's really like a combination of everything.
Or your elbow.
Yeah. Or your forearm.
Or your knee.
Everything.
But that's my whole – right. Yeah. But that's my whole point, right? And don't get me wrong. BJJ will give you a great workout, right? And it will give you some skills as well. I'd prefer not to use a single one of them. You know, I like Muay Thai. I like what Muay Thai does, you know, boxing. I mean, you want to be well-rounded with what you can do. So you sit there and clinch a dude. And if I can put my knee on his chin, and again, if I'm dealing with a guy that sticks something, my knee's probably not going there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can get my knee on a dude's chin, he's probably going to go to sleep. So yes, the fight is going to go to the ground. And if you're an LEO or something like that, as he's taking a small cat nap, you put your silver bracelets on him and you say, hey, buddy. How are you when he comes around, right? But I just caution the BJJ is like the go-to. Everyone wants to go to that. And I'm like, what are you doing for striking? Because if all you know is jiu-jitsu, okay, cool. What are these doing? How are these interacting with somebody? That's my point there. I think it's you've got to have it rounded. But I see the LE side, in my opinion, too heavy BJJ and really not striking.
Well, the reality is, and Mark can go into this a lot because he's more of a street guy than I am when it comes to law enforcement, because God knows the feds don't go out in the street anymore. But hey, listen, I don't want to go to the ground with anybody with all this gear on me, with this this gun, knives, and everything else that are around my waist. I don't want to go to the ground. And it is perfectly fine to punch someone in the face if you're an LEO. It's perfectly fine. If that's one of your use of force things, a lot of people are gearing towards, okay, you need to know BJJ in case you go to the ground. That's fine. But you should really first try to handle it on your feet and use these fists, man.
Yeah.
And here's a, we have mostly, a couple of people like high impact without using, you know,
but palm don't strike. Don't always get wrapped around the fist, right? You've got the entire, you know, I love me some elbow strikes, man. I love me some elbow strikes because you place that elbow on somebody's chin and you watch them chiclets go, and he says, oh, seems like you're sleeping.
Things out there to work your hands. I mean, Dan is asking, there's plenty of things to use your hands. It doesn't have to be a heavy bag. It could be that the bungee bag or the speed bag that I use, that type of thing. Or it could be they have these little things now that go, it's like a headband style deal and it comes back at you. It's like a tennis ball. And you talk about really working your hands, and there's always, shadow boxing, and there's all kinds of, matter of fact, when I'm looking for new drills for that bungee bag, there's several YouTube guys that show you how to properly throw a punch so you don't injure yourself when you punch. There's all kinds of stuff out there that you can do. But I agree. Working your hands to create distance and getting to your tools is what I always try to tell these guys. Because we're way past the point of situationally aware if you're using your hands to get distance. So that's the big thing. Yeah.
I like it. And BJJ could be an awesome workout. If you roll around for a while, you're going to be burning some damn calories. And that is the thing. Do everything that you can to burn these calories and get that heart moving, man. Because we are the old, we're not the younger generation. We're older, and it's not too late to start. You know, there was a big gap between post Iraq, Jason, when I was 190 something pounds and like running 10 miles to, you know, this older, almost 50 guy. There's a little difference there.
So hang on, Jason. I you threw Iraq. Are you talking GWAT? Are you talking Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
Oh no, we're talking GWAT. I'm not old enough for that Desert Storm, Desert Shield thing.
You got two Desert Shield, Desert Storm vets you're talking to, buddy.
I know, man. Listen, that was the real one. I know. Listen, I saw when I was in Kuwait for a couple months before north. I saw what you guys did. Hey, were you SF? Yeah, you were SF back then, right?
Nope. No, we were 82nd.
Both of you guys?
Yeah.
We were in the same platoon.
Yeah.
Oh, we never went to the podcast.
We never went to Kuwait, man. We were the Western swing with the French in Iraq.
That.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Rick and I were one room next to each other, had our own rooms, and same floor. And I tell you what, we don't need to drop any names, but there's a lot of guys who have been successful that came from that platoon. Mm-hmm. We got one guy who's a big business owner and does a lot of great stuff. We got another guy that's some kind of a district attorney or something. And just a lot of great folks that came out of that. And that's platoon sergeant that we had. I know this is a little bit of an offshoot. Man, sometimes we'd curse his name, but I got to tell you, he left a legacy of success in his wake.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. And that whole company, especially that platoon, they really, a lot of successful people. And I'm not really calling myself, but I feel like I've, the things that I wanted to accomplish, and I'm very happy with the way things have turned out with my kids and everything, has a lot to do with that platoon. And there's a lot of guys that are like that. They're just great guys. And he was a pain in the butt. But anyway, get back into fitness. I just wanted to drop that.
And that was, that's what drove me to get out of there, you know? So, you know, it drives into your point too, Jason, right? You know, the whole fit to fight, you got to look at the mill side, right? And golly, man, the Army, let's be an honest broker, you know, this whole new combat test or whatever they're doing, I think they're starting to figure out that, hey man, not the smartest of moves. And the part was, the whole APFT back in the day, or the Army Physical Fitness Test, was not designed so you didn't need any equipment. Now you need all this crap. You know, just coming off the heels of the GWAT, and it's like, dude, I should be able to sit there and kind of eval, or at least have a rough idea where my guys are at.
Yeah.
But even the military, man, was seeing that go up and down. Where first it was, hey, if you're a stud, they said you're a stud if you're 18 to 21. But then all of a sudden that got reversed at some point. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you were the stud, I think, if you were the 28 to 31, you know, and you're sitting there going, man, I've been in for a bit. I'm kind of broke, you know.
Well, we all know we all know the reality of, one, the government, and two, the military, is that someone got a star out of that, or someone got a promotion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll just drop that. I mean, it's so frustrating. We could talk about it all night.
It is, but it goes to my point, right? Where don't let some arbitrary test be, you know, your it's kind of like the quals with anything. Don't let the qual think that, hey, I've got the skill that I need to survive whatever. Okay, cool. Some departments, here's the scarier thing. Some departments, hey, you passed the PT tests during the academy, so you're good. You never have to take another one. Well, I disagree with that one, but you've got to sit there and don't let some arbitrary test drive your fitness level. So are you, you know, kind of bringing in the whole fit to fight? Are you actually incorporating some type of duress, i.e. physical duress on the range when you're doing your training, you know? Are you doing some type of, if you are doing BJJ or something like that, or defensive tactics, or, you know, combatives, or whatever your little name is, granted, are you doing some type of firearms manipulation in there as well? And I just think that people need to round the whole package out where, yeah, it's cool to sit there and go, can I do this? But can I also get to, you know, my firearm, or my, if I've got a fixed blade, whatever I've got that I need, you know, my tools, if that is, if I'm sporting a bat utility belt, to get to defend my life. Because at the end of the day, it's about coming home at night. And I got, if you work the day shift, just Knight's one of those universal.
Just work with me. Yeah.
Yeah, just it's kind of like when I say, "Hey guys, yeah. it's a guys." So check it out. If you're listening, guys is a unisex term. I got it right. Mind boggling.
Yeah, but you made a great point with the test and how it becomes and how it ends up, and what you end up seeing is people just training for the test. Mm-hmm. That's not what we want to do. Mm-hmm. There's other things, like you said, the firearms manipulation and stuff in there. How easy is it if you're at home doing what I did on that one video and then just throw in a quick pistol manipulation in there?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. It's easy. And it pays off dividends.
Exactly.
Quick little drive through, what Brian said here too is like, start working out with your crap on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start putting your, you know, I did my first time out and doing a 5K, to me it was a 5K walk, but it was for the law enforcement one. But I wore my my plates and everything else. Get used to mm-hmm. wearing it. Get used to doing some exertion. And it doesn't have to be crazy. Like my next thing I'm going to start doing now is I'm going to go over to my field. I got a soccer field nearby. Jog the sides and walk the tops, you know, around the top. And just get out there, man. And start moving around with the gear.
Yeah.
Because when we're talking about fit to fight, you got to remember – is it fit to fight with your gear on? Is it fit to fight with, even if it's just your EDC?
Yeah.
And you've got to look at it with that, right? So you bring up a great point. Regardless what you're doing. So I got it. Brian's sitting there with his IBA and his 7 mags, and I'm sure you got 6 of your 7 mags to the front, so you're even that much fatter because you got some level 4 crazy plate in there and everything else. And then you sit there and go, okay, cool. Can I actually get up and over this wall without the assistance of a ladder if I need to? Or, you know, here's a prime example. If you're, you know, Jason, like you said, if I'm carrying concealed, do you actually have that concealed firearm on you when you're doing some of this functional fitness? And, does it dig or pinch or fall out? Or are you having a yard sale?
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, we've seen it at our classes because we incorporate, we've incorporated physical duress in there.
And I'm jumping right in there because he said something great about, so I'm a new Border Patrol agent. San Diego, and I got everything I can carry on my belt.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you practice, you're not practicing with all your gear on when you're running and jumping over walls and all that stuff.
Yep.
So I'm chasing after someone, and they hit a 6-foot wall. And I swear, I went up to my own dump. I'm like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I ended up having to run around the wall. But then after that day, I've learned it's not always about more, it's about what works for you. And what you absolutely need. You're going to see these like, oh, your gear is going to change when you start working out with it. Because then you'll know what you need to do to improve it.
Yeah, because your flashlight's, you know, 3-something back there. You got 2 mags over here because they just went flying off. Those spare set of cuffs that you needed. Yeah, somebody else picked them up because they lost theirs and said, hey, I'll just grab these. Oh, But it just can't be a run, right? It's got to be different things. And again, you can take a flat range or a flat piece of dirt, you know, do some bear crawls in there. Oh, that'll sit there and get some stuff going on. I mean, you've got to change stuff up as much as you can. And that's kind of how you validate where's my kit sitting at. And if I lost the radio, if I did all this, I mean, I would say, like you said, if you think you need it, slap it all out there and go shake it out. And then when you find out that, hey, I'm trying to go up and over that 6-foot fence and the way you had your radio push to talk is dangling now hooked in the fence. Now you're stuck. Now you're
the Batman utility belt, you know?
Yeah. As long as you got your shark spray, you're good. That's all you need.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, believe me. The shark spray always stays on the belt. You never know. You just never know.
Okay.
So, holy crap. You know, the whole point is find something that's going to work for you. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, that this video picked up steam and more than, you know, a half dozen people or whatever listened to it, or they listened to our podcasts. Cause we know we didn't say that there's On the Range podcast and the Protectors podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe and like, and review. But if everything is not going to fit, there is no be all end all. There isn't just, hey, you're going to do 7 hours of BJJ and you're going to be good to go. Mm-hmm. It's, hey, you got to change your diet. Cause none of us have a perfect diet.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is to get your body moving. If you're already running marathons right now, what's the other half of your body doing? What's the other parts of your body? Get become a complete machine. Work on your complete machine. Buys and tries, we know that. We got the suckers down. But what else is going on around you? Abs, back, everything else. So start working on it all. Slow. Yeah.
If you got the little chicken legs and your top half is built, you know, like the Titanic, it's probably like, hey, dude, cool. You know, great looking topside, but what can you really pick up? You know, you might be super strong, but could you actually squat another person to get him up and over your shoulder?
Yeah.
You're going to sit there and blow a hammy and be like, hey, somebody help me out. I think that's the key part that people need to look at. The other thing that's a key component as well, especially for those of us suffering with multiple TBIs, it's proven, man, that fitness helps, especially doing balance stuff. You want to do some fitness, some balance, and then do some brain game stuff in there? Hey, man, you know, so there's so much stuff you can do. To just don't cheat yourself. The other part I'm going to throw out there, here's one for you. All you stallions, who's out there doing yoga?
Yeah.
And I got it. You're going to be like, you do yoga? Yeah, I do yoga. You got a problem?
Yeah.
Come see this yogi. But the flexibility part of it, right? So we sit there and we get so swole that you can't move, or as we, let's just say, start to mature.
Mature.
You know, as we start to mature, things don't exactly have the same range of movement as they once did before. There's some benefits to it. And here's the thing. Don't talk trash unless you're going out there and give it a shake. So, but it's so encompassing, man. It's so much.
And try something new. And that's one thing I'm doing, is I'm going to start doing at USPSA just so I can get used to like moving around, shooting different, do something fun.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't always have to be like, you know,
but it's a mental exercise as well.
Yeah.
You know, you can really, I think that's the other part you got to look at too, Jason. It's yes, you're looking at your skills, but there's a way to solve the problem. And how's the best way that you think you can solve the problem? And don't always watch other people and see how they solve the problem. They might do it right. They might do it straight wrong. But no, that's good for you, buddy.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point. I know. Sorry about that, Jason. But before I forget it, with these notebooks, don't go on the IG. Don't go on these social medias and compare yourself to the studs and the studettes on that, what you're striving for. Look, you write down your workout and you have those tangibles. I don't care what, you know, Rick and I do. Usually we have a timer on it. We have something to bring away that we're trying to beat the next time or where we think we should be. Mm-hmm. You need to compete against yourself. It's just like anything else. This whole life is fighting that lazy monster. It's the discipline. That's really all it boils down to. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Get up there, get like Jason said, eat some good food and start moving. That's how you get started. And then we'll start to evolve with this other stuff and do functional things. I just want to make sure I got that in there, that you don't want to get in a trap, but that's what I think I should look like. Now, well, if you do this quicker than you did it last week and you're more efficient at it and you're adding a little more time, then that's a win. That's a win. And you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is laying on their ass.
Yep. And Mark, you bring up a great point, right? Don't let your physical persona necessarily be your gauge. Because I've known some dudes that, let's just say they didn't look the best physique, right? They weren't sculpted Adonises. They'd be straight honest, look kind of dumpy. But these dudes were stallions, man. Absolute beast, man. It was like, good Lord, you're throwing some dunnage out there in the gym. And then you're like, well, cool old boys. He's strong, right? He can't run for nothing. There goes the gazelle. Yeah. Like, good Lord, dude.
Yeah.
So just caution, you know, yes, you should see results, right? But I think my point is, let what you're doing be the results more than, if you want to say, your personal, you know, your personal look. I think, you know, that will come around, that will clean up. But one other point I got to do it, inject before I forget this one. A lot of people forget when they first get up in the morning, drink you some water. You know, I like to sit there 16 ounces, get that in the tank first thing right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Get your body hydrated up. So everyone's like, hey, man, I'm going to get me some coffee.
Yep.
Get your coffee. Yeah. Get your water first.
You know, one of you, you know, we're going to end it here in about 10 minutes, but I want you guys to go through your morning routine. Okay. And you could, you know, go through your whole morning routine. You wake up. I mean, not all of it. You know what I mean?
So I'll tell you straight up. I wake up. The first thing I do when I take that breath, I thank God for being alive. I tell him to give me the wisdom, power, and strength to get me through the day and get his will be done, whatever that should be. All right. Boom. Then we're going to sit there and suck down some water because I need to get myself hydrated back up. And then it's typically brew up some black coffee. I'm not going to lie. I look for the double calf stuff to sit there and give me a little boom, sit there and get stuff rolling. And then it's making sure, hey, what do I have on the plate for today? You know, what do I got to get done? And you notice I didn't say eat breakfast because I typically fast till about noon, sometimes if not longer. But that's kind of the quick. Oh, yeah, I ain't going to lie. Once I figure what I got to do, then it's usually I get me some social marketing in there. So the unfortunate, the truth be told, I got to get that unfortunate beast out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's kind of the quick start. Quick start in the morning for my end.
Yeah. Same thing with me. I do a bottle of water, and then I do have a couple of some fiber and some other things that are non-sugar drinks. I also drink one of those. Then I drink coffee, and then I do a workout. And whatever that's going to be, I don't have a regimented thing, but I do. I could say that, hey, today I'm doing cardio. Cardio could be a lot of things. It could be a run walk. It could be a sprint routine. It could be the heavy bag and some lunges and some other type of things with some sprints involved right in the garage. And if it's a strength day, then, you know, I do the brute force. I do some of the kettlebell stuff. I do push-ups and those kind of things. So I leave it kind of loosey-goosey because I know what I'm trying to do. But I have a plan, and then I execute it. I come back, get cleaned up, take care of the dog, and then I'm off on the way. Usually social media and emails. But that's pretty much how my stuff starts. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I get up. I'm lucky. I'm very fortunate right now. One of my buddies, Aaron Williamson, has me on a good program. That's what I need. I need someone to like kind of get me straight because I can half-ass and do my own thing. So I wake up, drink a ton of water, have about a half cup of coffee to get my head going. And then I do cardio. I do cardio every day. And what I've been doing is like, as far as workout, is riding my bike, do, you know, a few miles on a bike, 6 miles on a bike, or I ruck 45 minutes, or I just started this Orange Theory. I call it Orange Therapy. But I'm going to start, I did one over a week, and I'm like, hey, I like it, something different. It's like going back to PT, and someone kicking your ass for like an hour. So I'll do that. And then like, let's talk about our workouts. You know, I'm walking the dog. You know, walking the dog, man, that is such good exercise for you. Because not only are you walking it, but we all know the sucker's pulling you all over the place sometimes. You know, I'm not. Yeah, I know. I knew that was going to like risk me. Like my dog will never do that.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you've got to have that give and take during your walk. Right. Yeah. So, yes, you can keep him at a close heel, which is fine. But you got to give him the chance too to go take a squirt and do his business.
Yeah.
You know, so kind of like free dog him. And I mean, that's the command we use, you know, is free dog. And it's like, yeah, that means you can get away from me and do your stuff. But you try to keep, you know, again, your simple walk, you can work dog training in there. 100% you can.
Yeah.
So look at the opportunities to capture, you know, whatever you can as far as fitness wise, wherever you can. And really, I think to round the show, that's your reality check right there, man. Grab it when you can.
Do what you can. Or as my football coach used to say, do what you got to do and get it done. Yeah. And once you start moving this thing around, man, you're going to notice like, wow, I kind of like doing this a lot.
Yeah. But look for the opportunities, right? So like you said, so if you got a dog, all right, cool. Are you walking the dog? You walking him once? You walking him twice? Maybe you start your morning by going for a morning walk, get your legs warmed up. Maybe you go put him back at the house and then go, you know, maybe you go run, or maybe you bring him for a run with you. Yeah. Maybe you do all that. Maybe do a walk run. Then you come lift some weights. I mean, you know, maybe you come home for lunch and go, hey, before I sit there and protein up, let me go get a quick swole on. Cause why not? Cause I did that.
You could push ups, sit ups, crunches. Sure. I got one of those generic T-Rex things that goes over my doorway so I could do the big band push ups and stuff like that. It doesn't have to be expensive. Everything you need to do is free.
Dude, push ups and sit ups cost you nothing, right? Trust me, your TRX, your bands, all your other stuff, ain't going to lie. You know, Pat's got some pretty cool bands because I got some of those. But your TRX, dude, you can get that on the cheap, man. All you got to do is just go look for it because there's somebody that's like, I can't do this. But and you that brings up the great point, right? No excuse when you're traveling because some of these hotel gyms are okay.
Yeah.
Most
I posted a video from one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. But there shouldn't. Don't let life be an excuse for not getting your stuff in. I mean, you just got to look at your imagination and go, cool, I'm stuck in the hotel. It's raining outside. I don't want to put miles in the street. The treadmill's broke, but they got 5 stories. I know there's a set of stairs in there.
Yeah.
Go get you some. And don't hit every stair. Hit every other stair. Or there's all kinds of crap you can do. It's just like, so.
Yeah, definitely schedule it for yourself.
Yeah.
Definitely schedule it for yourself.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing. Yep. Yeah.
Any final words of wisdom from the 282nd Airborne Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm veteran?
People's like, what? What?
Yeah. There was some work. Hey, everybody out there, back about, what was that 30 something years now? 31 years?
30, well, 32 when you look at. Desert Storm kicked off, or Desert Shield kicked off in 90. Storm was in 91.
Oh, there we go. You guys were in the Storm and the Shield.
Oh, yeah.
That's badass.
But here's the part, right? And Mark, you remember this. We're going to go back.
The Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine. You should have seen our Hokie weights we had over there. They were basically metal poles and concrete. And you had concrete to make blocks, sure. Well, concrete something, right? So you had to make sure, like if you were benching, all right, the cattywampus side, let's just say that's going to be on my right side for this one. But the next time I work out, I'm going to flip around. So that's on my left side because it wasn't like even weights, man. It was like, oh, good Lord, this thing. So
unbelievable.
But you try to do the best you can. But that's the point, man, right? Use what you've got. You know, old Jeff Jones, man, he uses one of those old water jugs. You know, that's what he's using for his, you know, for his fitness. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. So don't let it, you know, an opportunity slide away. You just got to get out there and get after it.
Talk about it always works. Go ahead, Mark. I got a good one.
I'm just saying, you always work something in there. Think about it. Can I drag my significant other out of a burning building? Can I crawl? Can I do those things? Think of those things. Can I save one of my kids? Can I swim? All these things, you know, you got to think about those and incorporate those in your fitness. Go ahead, Jason. I just want to put that in there.
I would just want to talk about you guys incorporating some training. So what do we got going on with the Kelly Defense and Warhawk tactical training coming up in the future? Anything open to the public or anything you guys want to talk about?
Go ahead, Rick.
So, here's the thing. We got a bunch of closed stuff going on right now. And really, I'll tell you, this whole Texas school shooting, there's a lot of people in reactive mode versus being proactive. So we're trying to get things worked out there. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it, brother. We're trying to get things worked out there, right? And that's, I hate to say it, we don't need tragedies in our lives to start trying to solve problems. So that should have been done way beforehand. But that's, you know, I kind of said from the get-go of 2022, my focus was going to be on the LEOs. And I don't want catastrophic events to happen, but this is definitely a ramp up. And you got a bunch of people trying to figure stuff out. So,
well, there is one thing I want to say. That is, we'll probably do a show about that eventually. I don't want to capitalize on that because a lot of people are capitalizing on that right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of the influencer types and all the other shit. And it really pisses me the fuck off. Okay, now we're explicit. But anyway, there is a lot of things that I didn't even know. And the one thing is I did talk to you too, and you end up making me spend money. And I got the Walther PDP. But if you go to warhawk.com and check out the videos you got going on, you do have a lot of videos for people like me who are like obsessed with trying to find out more. But you do, both of you guys have a lot of good videos and training online. And I do want to redirect people to go to check out Kelly Defense and to check out warhawk.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll see,
like Mark said, a lot of the, go ahead, buddy.
No, I was going to say, do the plug for the OTR training on demand.
Yeah, if you go to either one of those websites and check out the OTR training on demand, it'll take you right to our training video training catalog. You can stream and download those things, keep them forever if you want. A lot of good stuff, constantly being updated. We're going to start throwing some of the older stuff that we had a lot of good reaction to on there as well. Some of that will be free. However, the streaming stuff and the new stuff is going to be fantastic. And OTR training on demand, go to Kelly Defense and warhawk.com. But yeah, like Rick said, a lot of the clothes stuff is kind of taking up some of the year. And even in this fall, we have some things coming up too. A lot of the open stuff just isn't there right now. Kind of drowned out a little bit for me up here in the Midwest, but I know Rick had some stuff down there in South Carolina as well. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Just, you got to get on those newsletters at warhawk.com and kellydefense.com. That way you'll get those updates.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I'd like to end it off with, make sure you check out our podcast. A lot of good stuff going. We're also going to be putting these shows up on as podcasts on both of our respective platforms. But definitely check out Honor Range and the Protectors podcast everywhere you're streaming. And now that we're both up on Amazon Fire, a lot of good things are coming. So make sure you check us out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gentlemen, thanks for another great show, another great discussion.
Absolutely.
Great job, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, man. Yeah. See you.